This is Francis Nagona, and I'm Prince Nisan, and we are from the planet Titan, 8½ light years from the Earth. The system of Volt 359.
And when did you come to this planet?
1927.
Now, what contact do you have with the other flying saucers?
I have constant 24-hour communication with craft within the atmosphere of the Earth and operational between planets.
Do you have any control over these aerial phenomena?
I have complete control over them.
Then it would be possible for you to call a craft to come here at this very time?
Not to demonstrate, no.
I mean, not for actual demonstration,
no.
But the fact that you do
this
have this
I cannot
contact.
Do. I have on occasion, which is a matter of record and proof, for that matter, called craft in when it was necessary to protect those of whom were present upon the grounds when the craft came in, subduing what you might say a peace condition to the individuals present. Now, this was a giant rock twice, the last two times a giant rock, one on Saturday night and one on Sunday afternoon. Now, there were witnesses to the effects that I called the ship's end both times.
However, there were witnesses to something else as well. And about this story, let us talk now to Max Miller.
The flying saucer was launched approximately 10 p.m. It actually was a group of three flares attached to a large helium balloon. There was a delayed action fuse. The flares were launched by a group of engineers from Southern California, Pasadena, Los Angeles, San Gabriel Valley. They do this every year. Their objective is to create a great deal of excitement and then secretly tape record the comments. Later, when Prince Neosam was asked about it, he stated that he had called down the spaceship. Several people commented regarding the sparks observed. He stated they were scout ships. Two of them went in one direction, three in another.